Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Welcome back. Everybody's a comedian celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Pete Sepp. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Pete is president of the National Taxpayers Union. Pete, tell us about NTU.
Nonprofit, nonpartisan citizen group founded in 1969 to work for limited, effective, efficient government and accountability from the officials who run it. If you do that math, we are celebrating our 50th anniversary as an organization this year.
Happy anniversary, Pete. I'm proud of you guys. And you've been with me almost 21 years of that.
That's right.
How about that? Later this year, we'll celebrate your 21st anniversary with us. And we appreciate the hard work. Folks, NTU.org, please go there and check it out. I'm proud to say that they're someone I recommend to you as an organization to support, not only with your good wishes and your interest, but also with your financial support. Hey Pete, are we going to get any IRS reform done this year? And what would it be?
It is looking really good. In fact, last week the House of Representatives passed on their consent calendar. In other words, they didn't even need to have a roll call vote. They passed the Taxpayer First Act. What that does, for example, is create an independent office of tax appeals, something very important for small businesses because they can't afford to go through the time and expense of appealing an audit without some prospect of relief. This will help deliver it. It also protects businesses that operate with a lot of cash from the IRS snooping and essentially finding them guilty before they've even had a chance to prove their innocence.
It's worse. It's worse, Pete, you left out one of the worst steps. They suck their money out of their bank account, hundreds of thousands of dollars, without even being accused of anything yet. And in one case, the judge said, give them money back. You should never have taken this money. And the IRS had the chutzpah to come back and try to negotiate something less than 100% return of the money. How about that?
Yeah, that's right. This is called structured transactions, where the government thinks just by having a lot of cash around and dealing with it, you're somehow up to something illegal.
You're up to something over there,
and they claim the right to simply take your money and tell the small business owner, well, if you're innocent, you'll prove it in good time. Don't worry about providing for your family or anything like that.
Imagine that we have to have a law. We have to pass a law. Imagine we have to pass a law to prevent the government from confiscating money illegally. Imagine that. That's crazy. What else? And by the way, that act will put some teeth into that, right? The IRS won't be able to do that anymore without cost.
That's right. It's H.R. 1957. It is heading to the Senate. Again, this has bipartisan leadership behind it. The new chairman of the House of Representatives Ways and Means Committee, Richie Neal, Democrat, said this is a great bill. He praised the leadership on both sides of the aisle.
Right.
They got the job done.
Good.
Now we got to make sure the Senate completes it.
What else is going to be in the IRS reform?
Well, we also have expansion of the Volunteer Tax Assistance Program, which is going to allow some of the micro-businesses to be able to get volunteer tax assistance on their new returns when they need it. So that's important for folks just starting out in the self-employment world who need a little guidance. So that's a good idea. We get new managerial authority to fix some of the worst customer service problems, mainly in information technology.
Right.
You know, when the IRS says hey, our rate of answering calls has improved to almost 80%. Isn't that something to celebrate? Boy, in the customer service world, 80% won't get you your loyal client base.
That'll get you bankrupt. Yeah. Hey, Pete, I need to stop you because I got 30 seconds. National World Tax Reform Taxpayer Forum is this year. Tell us where it's going to be and what's going to go on there. Just a few seconds.
May 23rd to 27th in Sydney, Australia. We will have dozens of organizations from around the globe sharing strategies, giving each other inspiration, and planning the next phase of the worldwide limited government movement.
There you go, folks. It is a national movement. You're going to be there representing us, and you're going to report back when you get back, right?
Yes, indeed.
Thank you, Pete. Pete Sepp, ladies and gentlemen. He's a great American and a hard worker, too. NTU.org. Check it out. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're going to go for this hour. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.